She mandates no more sex. I ruined my marriage. How can I fix it? Stay tuned. We got this long email here, you know, somebody admitting a bunch of atrocities, but it's kind of like not his fault. Let me ask you a question. When people cheat, right, whose fault is it?
Whose fault is it when people cheat?
Yeah.
It's that person's fault. No one owns your BS. You have to own your shit yourself.
Yeah, because people are very quick to say, oh, she made me do this. He did that. It was because he did that.
Well, again, you still give someone the power to push you to cheat. That's you cheating.
It's kind of like when we talk about reactions, right?
Right.
Because somebody did this, it made you react. It was their fault. No, it's never their fault. You're always responsible for
your actions.
Your reactions. Your reactions are actions. Okay? And your own personal property all the time. So we got this question that came here, and let's dissect it. How that?
All right. Let's go for it.
Hi, I have a very tricky situation here. My wife and I are considered, I guess we're considered soulmates by the time we were dating and made many other couples jealous of our intimacy. Right?
Familiar story, huh?
It is?
I mean, yeah. It's the ones that
look, I wasn't so paying good attention if anybody was jealous of us.
No, well, you know, there are people out there that envy what you have sometimes.
True. I mean, just remember that if when you're envying other people's, you know, just to go off the tangent here, we envy other people, they work hard for what they have, you know, and don't be busy comparing yourself too much.
Don't compare yourself.
On to the birth of our first child. Fast forward till now, 50 years. Oh my God, typos. 5 years of marriage. My wife has severely low libido. And I get denied sex for over a year.
Oh, wow.
Or I can say, less than one time of intimate session a year after marriage.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm really confused. Bottom line is that this guy's not getting any.
Yeah.
He's not getting none.
At all. He gets it once a year.
You know, when that happens to anyone, it's a form of rejection. Right?
It is rejection.
And it hurts, you know? It hurts, you know, just like rejections in general, but even more because this is the person you've chosen to be a life partner of sorts with you, and they've decided that you're not worthy.
Well, it could be, I think, like from what he said, it looks like it could be a medical condition, but not something that you can work on.
Right.
But
for 1 year?
Well, he said she has severely low libido.
Yeah, for 1 year.
This is something that they should have consulted.
Yeah.
The help of a professional doctor, because
but doesn't she
have, after the child is when this
watch
happens.
This the direction of this email, she would need to want to,
she needs to want to,
right.
Yeah, but if she's not, if right. she's saying that no, I don't want to do that, then that's
right.
selfish,
right? Because we went through that after our second and you wanted to,
yeah.
You spoke it out in words.
It was not 1 year, dude.
It was not one year.
A month or something.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, good.
So, okay, that's
why I said 1 year. You know, and she needs to want to. You know, she needs to know that, wait, it's not like we say here all the time, 2 to 3 times a week. You should be having intimate session with your spouse, right? You should be having sex.
And if you're not willing to have sex and you don't even feel horny or something, you need to go check that out with a doctor.
If you have under one time a week with your spouse, something is obviously wrong.
Yeah, something's off.
And any adult will know something, well, maybe not any adult, but now that you're watching this, you know that something is wrong, right? So knowing that something is wrong with your marriage, now you would naturally want to fix that.
Yeah.
You may not, I mean, let's say for some reason you didn't know that maybe something was wrong. You just thought it was normal, you know, after wedding, you know, after marriage, you know, everybody just kind of like, it's supposed to be normal. Maybe that's what you were taught in your family. But now you've learned that it's wrong. You would naturally want to fix it.
Yeah, because we weren't going to just sit and say, oh, maybe, oh, it's the child. Maybe I'll just chill back. Oh, I don't want to. we had to talk to a doctor, and that helped. You yes. have to mm-hmm. seek medical care.
Yes. If it's short term, I agree. It could be medical. If it's 1 month, 3 months, I agree. It's medical. Just be mindful. Once something is past 3 months, that's no more. That's no yeah. more marriage.
Yeah.
Automatically. So, and obviously, somebody will start feeling rejected, you know. But we didn't finish the email.
Okay? Right. Let's keep going.
So, and I get denied over a year, less than one time intimate session, a year in marriage. I resort to prostitute a year ago, which I bailed out of and did not actually have sex with the prostitute.
Jesus.
So he didn't actually have sex with the prostitute, but he wanted to. Okay.
Mm.
So he felt guilty and he didn't do it. Because I loved my wife dearly and don't want to betray her, I felt guilty anyway. So I did not let my wife know. But the real problem is, it haunts me back recently. Which my wife find out through my browsing history when I searched up the location for quick relief a year ago.
Hmm.
You know what that means, right? Browsing history. On a browser.
On an internet
browser. Yeah, you know, you can trace history of what people have visited. So the wife now saw that he was searching
the history, basically. Yeah.
Yes. So, which a lot of men don't. A lot of men, see, that's the thing, when people say men are cheaters and blah, 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 what? That's arguable. That's, you can argue that, you know, that they're actual real cheaters. Sometimes, if I believe that men, not just all men, but there are certain type of men that will end up having to do that if you put them into a corner.
In a tight corner.
You know?
Yeah.
But generally, if a man is taking care of a home,
mm-hmm.
They tend to at least have the conscience to not, and also more importantly, they don't have the time. It takes a certain amount of time and energy to engage in certain crazy activities, including watching porn at home.
Right.
It takes a certain amount of energy and time to be engaged in that to an addictive level. So typically an average person are not addicted to this kind of thing. That's why we call it addiction, because it's not normal. Right.
I mean, if you are tuned in with your purpose, you won't have time for bullshit.
You won't have time. You won't have time. So, but it's kind of hard to be tuned into your purpose with combination of no education about how this works,
mm-hmm.
and you've been pushed into a corner by a wife who is clearly not educated about the dangers of this kind of things, right? This kind of behavior. So, because I love my wife dearly and don't want to betray her, I felt guilty. But the real problem, okay, let me jump. Okay, now my wife has her heart shattered, but will still stay with me, as she says I'm the only guy she will ever be together till the end of time.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Not even for her. May God forgive
you. For him. Why? Because she said he's the only guy she's gonna be with for the rest of her life, but she's gonna make him miserable.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel terrible for him.
But let me address that real quick before we move on forward here. Somebody said they're gonna be with you for the rest of it. First of all, she doesn't get to say that. She doesn't she shouldn't have to get to say that. It takes two to tango. Have to want to agree to that.
That's
now,
right.
Now, if you're automatically agreeing to that because you messed up in the past, come on, man. You know, where's your self-respect? Where's your self-respect? Why would you let another human being put you into that kind of corner?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I know at this point, our Christian brothers and sisters will want us to judge the person that saw a prostitute last year. Or that attempted to see a prostitute last year.
Yeah, out of weakness.
No, maybe we should judge first.
Well, sorry, I'm not going to judge with you.
All right, so not to sound like Monique on her show back then.
Oh,
no judgment zone.
I love you, brother.
I love you, brothers. No judgment zone. No,
I'm sorry.
We will tell you if something is wrong and you should do right. For example, here she's wrong. Okay, she's wrong, but I'm not judging her because she could decide whatever she wants, especially Yoruba people say Talure se wore chobu. How do you say
that
in English?
Can you say that in English?
Hmm.
Well, she's taking advantage of him, basically.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to say.
You know, this is a matter of an opportunity, oppor- opportunistic situation. You know, there's somebody was doing a video about the difference between an opportunist and a person and a capital and a capitalist, right? You know, opportunist or somebody who, I forgot the other word, it's not capitalist, but the bottom line is that she's an opportunist. We are seeing somebody who is basically less of a god, right? A person who is not a god, right? Somebody who made a mistake 1 year ago
and feels bad about
it.
Yeah.
But now she's going to treat him like shit,
basically,
right? And
she's gonna stay with him for the rest of his life. And
because she's been made to feel like she can make such decisions.
Yeah,
I know. Agree. And it's because you, gentlemen, you lack self-respect.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying if you did anything wrong in the past that you shouldn't be remorseful, that you shouldn't acknowledge what you did, but you gotta acknowledge, apologize, and move on forward right away without losing your self-respect, because it's a very delicate situation for a lot of people in marriage where they lose their self-respect.
That's right.
And nobody benefits from that, especially your kids. They don't benefit from you losing your self-respect.
No.
She doesn't get to benefit from you losing your self-respect. It's just a high of anger that she's feeling in the moment. And it's a punishment. Lot of people will feel those high for a long time. If you continue to show up with lack of self-respect, if you continue to, again, if you don't respect yourself, no one will respect you.
That's true.
Right.
You know, I feel like, you know, you messed up. Mm-hmm. You apologized. Now, if she can't forgive that, you need to bounce at the end of the day, because you guys need to come back to the same page and start all over. It sounds easier than done, but you guys have to do some work.
Yeah.
If she's not willing to do that, then you need to take yourself out of
the
situation.
You need to have self-respect.
Instead of suffering for the rest of your life because you made a mistake.
A person who has self-respect will not allow another person to disrespect them. Right? That doesn't mean, when she said bounce, doesn't mean you leave your marriage or divorce necessarily, but it means
take care of yourself.
You need to take care of yourself.
You gotta put yourself first.
You know, you gotta become self-reliant, self-sustainable, and not rely on her to make you happy, because now you've started to show up to her that you need her to make you happy by saying, okay, I agree, you're sorry, I forgive you. You need her to say, I forgive you, before you can have self-respect. That's not going to fly good for you.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to work out.
You're going to be miserable for the rest of your life.
She will continue to stay in that mood because you're showing up with lack of self-respect.
And she's not going to have sex with you.
She has no choice but to agree with you that you have lack of self-respect, that you don't love yourself. She has no other choice than to agree with you that she can't love you because you don't love yourself. Because you don't respect yourself.
Mm-mm.
And a woman that can't respect you
cannot love you.
It's in the Bible.
That's right.
Okay, it's in New Testament somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
A woman that can't respect, it's a respect thing. That's the command that woman need to have. But unfortunately, that comes from a state of mind. If she's in a state of mind, she can't respect you, forget love. It's not going to happen, because she's going to have to need to love you before she can be intimate with you. So she's right, but I want you to understand that she's agreeing with you to how you are showing up.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't forgive yourself from 1 year ago, she can't forgive you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, if she says, if you forgive yourself, it will take time. Just be clear about that. It will take time. But from what you're saying here, you haven't even forgiven yourself.
You're living in guilt.
You're living
in guilt. You can't keep doing that.
I mean, it's your words. You feel guilty. Okay. And you're still feeling guilty from something a year ago. So what? She went to the browser history and she saw that you were a human being last year. You know, so what? You know, don't say so what if you haven't apologized.
Mm-hmm.
But from what you're saying, it sounds like you've apologized and you've overdone it. What is overdoing an apology? Doing it more than once. Okay? And I mean a real apology. It's a real apology. A real apology is in-depth. You say, you did this, you did this, you did this. It's your fault.
You're
you take full
shit.
Responsibility and you apologize. You do that one time. If you do a real apology, you only need to do it one time. It to be noted. It to be registered. It may take our time to get back to it.
Right.
But you don't need to repeat apology over and over again. And now you don't need to remind people that you've apologized either. Because when you remind people that you've apologized, it's basically you apologizing all over again.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not what you say. It's what it does to the mind. Okay.
And then you're reopening old wounds.
You're reopening. Every time you try to apologize, yes. You're making her hurt more.
Yes.
She's reminded of what you did. And then basically she's hurting and she will basically continue to wallow in
misery.
In that BS, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue here. So her heart is shattered. I get it. But she mandates that she will no longer. Wait, I'm the only guy. Yeah, so basically she wants to abuse you for the rest of your life. At least whatever she's saying right now, let me point this out, it's only now. Don't take it to heart. Don't mm-hmm. take it too seriously. It's just now. That's just how she feels now.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with a lot of people is that they take that to heart when a woman says something like this.
Yeah.
And then they continue to apologize over and over again.
It
and that
worse.
You make it worse. Whatever she's saying is because she's angry right now. Stop. You stop whatever you're doing. Okay, stop. Take yourself out of the situation because you've forgiven yourself. You've apologized. You don't hold her happiness. She holds herself happiness. At
mm-hmm.
the end of the day,
yep.
she holds herself happiness.
Every man for himself.
That's,
we all
that's
I
that's
hold
the
myself happiness.
That's
he
the
holds
harsh
himself happiness.
Truth about life
that's
and
life.
Marriage.
Yes.
Okay, I need to bring my happiness to the table. She needs to bring hers to the table. And that's how we have a happy life. Okay. If I have to
depend
on her to make me happy, that's called neediness.
Oh my God.
It's especially a horrible place to be as a
it
man.
Is.
If she has to depend on me for happiness, she will weigh me the nonsense down
exactly.
from where I need to be.
That's right.
And I won't be tapped into my purpose the right way. I'll be busy trying to satisfy her. And you know you can't satisfy human beings.
Nope.
It's just a losing battle, right?
It is.
So we need to both show up with 100% joy. You don't know where to get it from. You get it from yourself, the God inside of yourself. That's where happiness comes from. So now you're being needy too. Let's focus on you.
Yep.
Okay. You're being needy. You need her to forgive you before you become happy.
You need validation.
That's exactly why she's agreeing with you. That's exactly why the universe and all the forces inside of it are agreeing with your marriage right now. That
yep.
Now, the moment you say, you know what, I don't need her to forgive me, I'm going to be happy regardless.
Yep.
You will attract her back because obviously she will see the confidence. It's not going to be a snap like that. She's going to start saying.
But she's going to notice.
She's going to start wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a scientific fact that a woman who have to wonder, basically, will respect you more and will love you more. Attraction grows basically the more they have to wonder about what you're feeling. If
right.
they know everything you're feeling, well, that's obvious. When you apologize every day, she will know what you're feeling.
Yep.
Attraction will go down basically. Okay.
Women don't want no punks. You best believe it.
All right. So, but she mandates that she will no longer be intimate with me.
Oh, that's unacceptable. Yeah, I need to split.
No, yeah. Now I understand you. A woman you love who says she doesn't want to be intimate with you, the first knee-jerk reaction, of course, if you're human, like everyone or the rest of us, knee-jerk reaction is panic, react with anxiety, fear, and that's rejection, you know. So that hurts. To hurt, I agree, it's supposed to hurt, and it may take you a couple of days to snap out of it.
Right.
But the only route to your happiness ever again, or to your marriage, getting your marriage back, get my marriage back.
Let me
find
that for you.
Okay. There's a whole chapter in there on that. The only route to that is, what was I saying? Before we just got distracted by the book, right? The only route
to... Work on yourself.
Work on yourself. But there's another word I'm looking for. The only route to that, I was talking about the GPS, God, purpose, and self. But I was talking about rejection. I was talking about anxiety, fear... The only route to you attracting her back anyway is to gain your confidence back, and she will see it, okay? But if you're over there, you're begging, you're apologizing every second of the day, she's not going to see that, okay?
She's going to walk all over you.
She's going to agree with you and make you a doormat, step all over you because you agreed to it, okay? So I agree. I feel your pain. I get it. That's... Somebody you love just basically said they're not going to be intimate with you, first of all, realize that's just how she feels now.
Mm-hmm, the moment.
She's temporary, okay? So because of that, stop all apologizing and pleading and begging and rolling on the floor. Stop all of that altogether. Work on yourself. Regain your confidence back. How do you do that? Read this book 10 to 15 times. It's free. GetMyMarriageBack.com, okay? So this killed me, knowing that there will be no longer any romance between us anymore.
There's basically no marriage.
Well, here's the thing. That's not a true statement. There's going to be romance between you unless you believe it. Unless you respond in a way that shows that you believe her when she says that.
Mm.
Does she mean it? Yes. But just now. Just
in
now,
the moment.
In the moment, in today, that's when she means what she is saying, because she's saying it from hunger.
From pain.
And there's something we know about hunger and pain.
Because there's a real pain there.
Yeah,
you have
of course.
To acknowledge that.
Of course. But we're not talking about her right
mm-hmm.
now, right? There's something you need to know about hunger. They're temporary. That's why they're destructive, because they destroy things and then you have to basically work long term to get it back. Maybe you've overreacted too, which is basically what I was saying. No overreaction, because what happens is when somebody that you love, that you're
tells
giving
yourself.
All of this to,
mm-hmm.
rejects you, you overreact. Because
mm-hmm.
you're basically saying, how dare you,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're saying that in a way that makes them say, what do you mean, how dare you? You don't have no right. You cheated last year. And she will say all these words every time you remind her, or she will remind you of the word prostitute over and over. Every time you hear that again, it will spark something off in you. You will overreact with fear and anxiety, and then you keep going back and forth like that. And
yep, even though she's the one that refused to give you sex for a year, you will still come back. You will still be the one
yes,
guilty.
You'll be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So now, whose fault did you go to process? It's your fault.
That's your fault.
However, we're not going to wallow in that. We're all weak
happened.
Human beings.
Yeah.
You know, and we all do things we're not proud of. We've all done things we're not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing you can do for yourself is to forgive yourself. Not live in guilt. Because if you do,
true.
Everything around you will agree with that and will keep you in that misery. You know. So this killed me, I understand. But you got to get over it, okay? Especially if you're a man, get over it, okay? Get over yourself. Have some self-respect. This killed you because she won't have sex with you. So what? First of all, you don't need sex from any one human being.
Mm.
What I have with my wife is not just sex.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Because you could get that anywhere.
You get that anywhere. That is not just sex. That doesn't mean you should go looking for it everywhere. But I'm saying, somebody shut off from you for 1 year. You don't hold her any type of, what does she call it? Loyalty. Because the marriage was over 3 months after she stopped having sex with you.
Yeah.
So as we are discovering, it wasn't libido situation. Okay? It wasn't libido. It might have started like that.
Yeah.
Here's the mistake that most men make, right? If the wife has a libido situation, right? A low libido situation, they overreact with fear and anxiety as opposed to react like a masculine man, like a man, like a real man. I suppose
instead
say,
of bringing solutions,
what's going on, babe? Is there anything I'm not doing right? And then what?
Because it messes with their ego, and like
it messes with the ego. Instead of like, what do you mean you're not gonna have sex with me? Oh, instead of saying everything okay, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that you just listen. First of all, she will be attraction will go up a little bit just
mm-hmm.
because you pay attention, right?
You're concerned.
You're concerned as opposed to asking for sex. You're concerned. What's going on? Is anything I can do? Is it me? Is there anything? You know, you talk about it, right? Because she's still there to talk to you about it. But when you overreact, she shut off even more. Your attraction goes down even lower, right? So it's a vicious cycle that people get into. And now 3 months later, it's no more libido anymore. Attraction is dead.
Yeah.
And you have to build attraction back up. Anything past 3 months, personally, I don't believe it's libido. You may want to consult your medical doctor on that.
Right.
It's possible. Anything is possible, medically speaking.
Yep.
But I'm just saying, you probably should pay attention to how you're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is not intimate, your wife is not intimate with you for 3 months, find out how you're showing up. Something is wrong with
something
her.
Something is wrong.
From
emotionally
speaking, and that's why she shut up.
Because, I mean, I've heard few examples.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, women that, they've not had sex with their husband. It's going to be, my wife didn't sleep with me. in like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then when you find out from the wife, she's like, I don't like the way he talks to me. I don't like the way he treats me.
Yeah.
He objectifies me. Like, all those things are real issues.
Yeah, there's a lot of examples like that. You know, you basically were nasty to me all day and all of a sudden we're in bed.
Women don't forget those things. Mm-hmm. It becomes resentment.
Women don't forget nothing. Women don't forget nothing,
hey,
period.
That's how we're built. We don't forget shit.
Women don't forget nothing from 12. She talks about stuff from 12. Not stuff
not
that
now.
I did wrong. But even stuff, just random stuff from 12 years ago
I really
don't remember that she remembers.
I do.
Most women are typically like that. So a lot of men make that mistake. You were sarcastic. You were arguing with her all day. She said you're not always on her side, and you're like, on your side? God, yeah, you know, on your side, you know. And then at night, you're in bed at 9:30, and you're not trying to open her clothes.
Like, nigga, get your hands off me.
So this is the problem that a lot of men have.
They're not focused on
the psychology of attraction, the heart of attraction. There's a whole chapter on the heart of attraction here. Okay, it's free. Get it. You need this, okay? You get more. You get some. A lot more, okay?
With this. Huh?
With this. It's a whole chapter on it. The idea is that a typical woman, if they're not right up here, legs will close.
Oh.
Okay?
That's a fact.
If you it starts from listening, by the way.
Yep.
Of course. What we're trying to tell you is learn how to listen, right? Because men don't listen, okay? Women don't lie. Men don't listen. By the way, a lot of women lie, but in this context, okay, women don't lie, men don't listen. If you listen to her, she will open up for you to penetrate in all types of ways, okay? Mind, physically,
okay.
Legs will open up, okay? If you listen, if you are busy doing other things, you want to be right.
You're not gonna get anything.
Legs will shut off too, you
for
know.
For life. If you're not careful.
It will feel like life. When she tells you, like this guy right here, when she tells you that the legs are shut off, you will feel like it's for life.
Yep.
You know, that's another thing. It's usually temporary. Chill, relax. Find out what's going on with her. I mean, from a loving standpoint, just listen. As in, listen with an intention to hear her.
Mm-hmm.
Not with an intention to say something back. All of that is in the book.
Immediately.
Okay? All right, let's keep going here. So now she wants me to let time pass by. See, it's temporary.
She wants
some time. At some point, she will say, I'm done. At some point, she said, I need time.
I need some time.
She say tomorrow, she said, I just working on myself. Well, she's just a human being. That's real stuff.
Yep.
Like Will Smith said yesterday, it's real when people say that. You definitely, time will pass. It will take time because it took time for her to get there.
It
will take time for her to get out of that particular situation. But however, if you continue to show up with lack of self-respect, you're going to keep her in there. If you continue to cry over her, she's not giving you some. I don't care if it's a year ago. A year ago means nothing. She will give you some tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
if she's ready.
If she's,
okay?
Yeah.
And it will feel like it's been every day,
right.
All over again. But if you keep showing up like she hasn't given you none in 1 year, well, that 1 year is going to keep increasing. All right? And from what you said, it sounds like you feel guilty every time you're trying to do something outside. So this is not really good for you. You need to get this right. You need to focus on the heart of attraction and master it. Let's see here. So now she wants me to let time pass by and don't try to fix anything. And she's depressed and hardly respond to me. So she said, don't try to fix anything. Or she's showing up as she doesn't want to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's really one thing that we advise here a lot. Do nothing.
Yeah.
Let time. Allow God to work on your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Allow God
to work on yourself.
To work on your wife. Now, it's very hard to do that if you're not busy working on yourself. Go read this book 10 to 15 times. It's free. Okay? It's harder to wait for her, to let time pass so God can work on her. If you're just there, go read this book because this book covers the GPS. Okay? That you need. Literally, it's called GPS. It's in the book. Okay? So she's depressed. Yeah, she is. She's probably is depressed. Like more women that shut off from having sex with you, they don't want to be like that.
Mm-mm.
That's not what they want.
Something going on.
It's mental. It's mental. Something is off mentally, you know. And that doesn't mean bad. It means it's a period of time. It's an opportunity for your marriage to grow. believe it or not, because with no pain, there's no gain.
Pain, no gain.
So if it feels painful, that's not a bad thing, actually. That's not a bad thing. Is there any pointer for me to solve this? I think we've given you a bunch of pointer. I love my wife too much. I want to fix things back to the days we were deeply, madly in love. Well, you sound very attached, needy, and all of that is you're showing up as with lack of self-respect.
I want to
fix it now. Yeah. You know, what happened to you self-love, your own self-love, your own happiness that you only you can create for yourself? If you don't bring that to the table, she will never be attracted to you ever again.
Yep.
And you need to figure that out. I truly miss the whole days and I have faith in getting it back. Yeah, you can get your marriage back. It's called Get My Marriage Back. Okay. Get the book. You have anything to add on to this?
No, we said it all.
All right. Get the book, getmymarriageback.com. That's where you want to go grab it, download it for free. And if you like, if I said anything, she said anything that made sense today, please like, click the like button. Thank you. That helps us spread the message. And smash the share button. That helps us spread the message. Comment your questions below in the box area below as soon as you're ready. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And